referred to often as a conceptual artist, but I always remind everyone I'm Chicano also. Princeton University, a couple years ago, were the first to ever refer to me as an American artist. So I had to live 60 years before someone accepted me as an American artist, even though I was born alongside the Hollywood Freeway. I'm always insistent that I'm recognized as being Chicano. The idea is that the term Chicano has to be accepted as being American in the first place. I'm perfectly at home in Los Angeles. My grandfather and great-grandfather were born here in Mexico City, and I'm perfectly at home here, but I'm perfectly at home in Europe also. Within all the chaos, artists are the ones that are able to point out and maybe manifest some of the beauty that exists between the various unfortunate accidents or the shadows and bring it all forth towards the light. I was in an exhibition here at the Museo Carrillo Gil way back in the 70s. The entire suite of these flyers, which was a series called The Young Boy in the 50s. It was sort of a characterization, a narrative of a young boy. He was conducting guerrilla warfare against the INS and other people who were involved in harming other Mexican and Chicano children. In the end, he was very successful in freeing them from capture, but it actually generated a lot of dialogue about the specific subject of deportations at the time. Because of the art market in the United States and the way the system is designed in the United States, they will be more welcoming of Mexicans from Mexico than they would be Chicanos, because Chicanos represent the group that resisted against the power structure, and they're too close. And of course, it's also a thing about class. So they're not about to allow people who they perceive to come from a lower class to be ingrained into what other people would call the higher class. So you will get representation of high-class Mexicans in top spots, but you simply won't see too many Chicanos. Well, I think Chicano is a very important terminology. And the way that I've always interpreted it and the way I continue to push it is to be a diamond, to cut through anything and to not be able to be broken. We're as a result of intense pressure and heat, but we're the result is perfection. And at the same time, diamonds are the most common element in the universe. So at the same time, we're unique, but we're very much what's been here the whole time.